Welcome to Humble Bold, the podcast about balancing humility and boldness, how a love for Jesus and his word and his church fosters a humble, bold approach to life. I'm your host, Mike Shera, and thanks for joining me today as we explore issues and ideas and how believers can navigate them in humble, bold ways. Our topic for today is how to be humble and bold during Pride Month. That's right, how to be humble and bold during June. Okay, so I've got five things for you today, and I don't script these very much. I usually, and this is the same case today. I've got five words. Okay, five words on my notes here, and one Bible verse. So let's start with the Bible verse. The Bible verse is 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 22. Abstain from every form of evil. Okay. Our topic for today, how to be humble and bold during Pride Month. The fact that we have Pride Month, and this is my first point today, is absolutely crazy. I'm telling you right now, it is absolutely ludicrous. It is crazy. We're living in a crazy world. We're living in an upside down, depraved, indifferent world that is decrying truth against and demanding that the truth gets set aside for lies and is pushing lies on the entire society, and it just so happens that many people have said, well, let's just be inclusive and be equitable and just and let's let everybody do whatever they want. And the problem for a Christian is that doesn't fit with biblical truth. Abstain from every form of evil. So I just want to say this: if you want to be humble and bold during Pride Month, admit that it's crazy. Now, you don't have to go around and tell everyone it's crazy. I mean, I'm using that term right now. And what I mean by crazy, what I mean is it is wrong. It is evil. And I'm not saying that every person who's, condoning it or celebrating it is evil. I'm saying that they're wrong to do it. God knows the heart. We look at the fruit. And so the first thing we need to admit is it's evil. If we want to be humble and bold about it, we'll humbly admit it. And then be bold to express it in some way. Secondly, you need to be cautious. The reason you need to be cautious is, and this is what happens, we get lulled to sleep and we get, teased into thinking that we can just be, straddling the fence all the time. And we can't. And I this is a rant. Today, if you go, wow, humble, bold is usually kind of more calm and what I would consider humble and bold. Well, you know what? This is a rant today, okay? It's a rant because this is a crazy world we're living in, and it's depraved, and there's depraved indifference against God and his word and all that is just and right. And so you need to admit that it's crazy, but also have extreme caution. You need to be cautious because you could have been lulled to sleep, Christian. And this is, by the way, if you happened upon Humble Bold today and you're like, what is going on? Who is this guy? I'm just a guy in the city of Orange, okay? I'm a pastor. I'm an elder. I'm a Christian. I'm a Bible-believing Christian who loves Jesus Christ. And I'm 60 years old. I've been watching this for a long time. I went to Cal State Long Beach from 1980 to 85. Yes, it took me 5 years to get my bachelor's. And what happened there was this agenda was starting to get pushed. And they said, this were the posters that were up all over campus, knowledge breeds acceptance. And back then in 1980, this kind of the LGBTQ, we didn't have all the letters, okay? And it was not accepted. It was divergent. It was demonic. It was wrong. Everybody knew it. And it was a psychological disorder, okay? That's what it was known as. So look, we have to admit that it's crazy. They have to be cautious because you might have been lulled to sleep to think, what's the big deal? Come on. And these words that get thrown around, the whole equity and inclusion and diversity. You know what? Gobbledygook. Baloney. I'm calling baloney on that. Okay. No. The answer is no. Why? Because for a Christian, God says abstain from every form of evil. And please don't write me a letter or please don't email me or message me and say, oh yeah, but you're not completely consistent on all of this in your own life. That's not the point. We are wanting to be. Do we abstain from every form of evil? Do I turn off a movie every time there's an evil depicted in it? Do I ever sin? Yes, I do. Okay. So I'm not saying that. But I'm saying if a Christian wants to be humble and bold during Pride Month, where now a whole month is set aside to pushing in the face of every person you know, in this, at least this hemisphere, you have to like agree with this. You know, there are 200 LGBTQ plus groups just demanded Target Corporation to put all the stuff back within 24 hours or else. Okay, demand letter. Like, no, no. You have to admit it's crazy, and you need to be cautious because this is dangerous ground. Okay, when we are, this is Romans 1 territory, folks. Okay, God gives over to depravity those who will not acknowledge him. Okay, number three, confess your own sins. After I say all of this, you're like, what? Yes, humbly and boldly confess your own sins. Don't confess the sins of everybody else. Don't expect unbelievers to act like believers. But for a believer to be humble and bold during a month that literally divergent behavior and immoral behavior is getting pushed in their faces and in the faces of their kids and grandkids, you do need to confess your sins and confess every sin that you can think of, because if we confess our sins, 1 John 1:9, God is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There is hope in Jesus Christ. Our hope is found in no one else but Jesus Christ and his shed blood, his precious shed blood. And so confess your sins to God. Now, when you see the sins of others, here's what I think you should do. Humbly and boldly pray to God that he would open people's hearts to the gospel and that he would lead Christians to repentance, the gift of repentance, and that he would lead unbelievers to the gift of repentance. So we should expect a Christian to be obedient and repentant. We should call upon unbelievers to repent and believe. So admit it's crazy. Be cautious, because it's very easy to get sucked into the vortex of this kind of ideas. And third, confess your own sins. Fourth, condone what is good. Do not condone what is evil. Okay? It's too easy with the diversity and inclusion and equity and just and all this kind of stuff. They're calling black white and white black. They're calling good evil and evil good. You've got to be cautious, but you've got to make sure what you're condoning is what is good, right, and true, okay? And God tells us exactly what is evil, okay? So admit it's crazy. Please be cautious. Please confess your own sins. Condone what is good, right, and true, but do not condone evil. And then fifth, celebrate what is good, right, and true. Do not celebrate evil. So you confess your own sins. You don't condone sin. You don't celebrate sin. As a believer, if you're going to abstain from every form of evil, and that's our goal, that's what we want. That's to glorify God, as we're praying without ceasing. We don't want to quench the Spirit, and we don't want to despise what He has said. We want to test everything and hold fast to what is good. These are the lead up verses to abstain from every form of evil. And know this: there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We shouldn't be condemning people. I don't want anyone who's listening to this to take whatever I'm saying as condemning a whole group of people. Absolutely not. I want every one of them to be in heaven. I want every one of them to, when I say them, anyone who's in the camp of celebrating Pride Month as a way of saying, yes, LGBTQ plus is LGBTQIA plus is good, right, and true. No, it's not. It is not. It is crazy. It is evil. We have to be cautious about it. We need to confess our own sins. We need to not condone this behavior or celebrate it, but we should not condemn it either. What I mean by that is God condemns it. Okay. And when there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, that means that you are not condemned by your sins. Your sins were taken by Jesus. They were put upon Jesus at the cross. He died the death you deserved. He took the penalty you deserved. He substituted himself in your place, Christian, and that is why you can live and we have the freedom to be humble and bold about something as insidious as Pride Month. June. You know, my wedding anniversary is June 1st. Angela and I just celebrated 32 years of marriage by the grace of God. And what do? Every time we go celebrate our anniversary, we have to have thrown in our face this ungodly, evil, immoral lifestyles that are being celebrated and condoned all over the place, and you're condemned in our society if you say anything about it. So maybe this Humble Bold podcast will get censored today. All I can tell you is this is the truth. This is now. I'm not saying that every word I say is perfect. I'm saying that I abstain from every form of evil, and that look, if you're a Christian, you need to admit that this is a crazy thing that's going on. And you need to be cautious about it and confess your own sins, condone what is good, right, and true, celebrate what is good, right, and true, don't condone evil, don't celebrate evil. And yes, I'm saying that for a Christian, it is not right for you to make people think that you think this is all right, because you shouldn't be giving people the impression that evil is good. Now, does that mean that you're supposed to like get in the face of everyone and do like the opposite? Like, well, Pride Month is in my face, so I'm going to, you know, get in everybody else's face. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying you should live upright, just, and true, and live a beautiful Christian life, an honest Christian life, warts and all, in front of anyone that you're involved with, whether it's people you know or you don't know. You're going out in public. But be careful. Be cautious. And if you want to be humble and bold, there should be a time in the month of June, as this agenda is getting pushed on everyone, that you would answer it in some way. Whether that means I'm not saying that every Christian should do this, but for me, it's I'm not going to do business with certain companies that put it right in my face. I'm not going to do it. My conscience won't allow that. But you know, it's not just my conscience, it's my convictions. It's the fact that I'm making a choice. I am free to make a choice not to go to your business if you're going to try to pressure me into agreeing with your views. And I just think, you know, look, I'd say I'm not angry. I am frustrated. And I am actually grieved in my heart over the way our world has gone. But you know what? Our world has always been evil. And that's why Jesus came to die for our sins. Let's remember the gospel. Folks, let's remember that Jesus died in our place for our sins. Therein lies our hope. This hope we have is an anchor for our soul. And when you're living in Sodom and Gomorrah, when you're living in America during Pride Month, especially in the Los Angeles, California area like we are, we're in Orange County, so we're a little bit more conservative, but there's still some crazy elements going on. And you see it on every front. Christians, be humble and bold about it. And that doesn't mean sticking our head in the sand. And it sure doesn't mean, you know, going and marching in some parade as if you're okay with it. You can be friends with people, and you should be friends with people of all different persuasions, of all different languages, tribes, tongues, and even sexual orientations. But you should not be telling them you agree with them and, yeah, those Christians are bad. No, you are a Christian. If you're a Christian, stand up for the truth. I think it's just fine to be friends with people and not have to agree on every point. Okay, we're not doing forced conformity here. All right, rant over. All right, okay. Tanner's looking at me like, wow, really? I'm not even dropping fire. I'm just saying. So here we are. I know I'm being a little more personal and a little more, a little less guarded than I usually am with Humble Bold. But anyway, thanks for joining me today for Humble Bold. As always, I'm thankful that you are listening in, and I hope this will help you, Christian, be a more humble, bold follower of Jesus Christ.